Global Alert News Hour, brought to you commercial free by geoengineeringwatch.org. The largest. Hey, this is Gerald Celente, and it's Trends This Week. Boy, you know that Louis Prima song, C'è la luna, mezza mare. Yep, they wouldn't allow that anymore, boy, with this Me Too movement. And you heard what happened with this Gillette ad that's making all the news against male toxicity. Yep, all males are put in one category. We're all toxic males, and they're going to de-male us. And that's the big news. That's the big news. And again, not big news when it's the Trends Journal subscribers. TrendsJournal.com. TrendsJournal.com, the only place to read history before it happens. Because one of our top trends for 2019 is America, Puritan 2.0. God bless America, the land of the politically correct, a nation at constant war, and since it launched the war on terror in 2001, has spent $6 trillion to kill and maim millions of innocent civilians and destroy entire nations. Yes, politically correct America, so correct that not one politician running for national office in 2018 midterm elections uttered a word about such a trivial issue as America's endless, murderous, costly wars. And then we go on to say, of course, you know, it's disgusting, these men that abuse women. But this one-size-fits-all mindset has been generalized. And you even have this quote, by the murderer-in-chief that all them Democrats love, the boy that gave us the Libyan war, the Syrian war, all this BS you're hearing about, yeah, we're going to stay in Syria because we've got to get rid of ISISs. It's all BS. You go back and listen to the quotes from Obama, Hillary Clinton, John Kerry, Assad has to go. Assad has to go. Had nothing to do with ISIS. And the ISISs became who they are because of the United States and the coalition of the killing, the Saudis and the Arab Little League that financed these mass murderers, along now with Israel. The information has come out that the Israeli government has admitted that they too have financed the rebels. Israeli army chief admits to arming Syria rebels. Yep. Gadi Eisenkopf, the chief of staff, the Israeli army, confirmed that the Israeli military provided weapons to Syrian rebels during the Syrian war. They go on to say that the Israeli media reporting that Israel has armed as many as 12 rebel factions. By the way, that other noise that you're hearing, the banging, they're building a boutique hotel next to us, so they're doing some construction. So if you hear any noise, that's what it is. Bop, 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 bop. And it goes on to say the rebel factions have been confirming such support as well, saying they were given large amounts of money and aid as well. Syria confirmed capturing arms and munitions with Hebrew writing on them, held by rebels. So, Israel has been arming, along with the United States and other countries, these rebel groups that are the mass murderers. Now, I'm going back to this because I said Obama. Oh, and I said that boy Obama. So don't say, you know, I said boy because he's half black and half white. They're all little boys. Little boy Cameron, little boy Sarkozy, little boy Clinton, little boy Bush, little boy Trump, all these guys with their big mouths that couldn't fight their way out of a paper bag that keeps sending us to war. So save your comments, anybody out there, and saying that I was being racist. So going back to Obama and what I was talking about, this big news that the Me Too movement and Gillette claiming all men have to get rid of their masculine toxicity. Here's the Obama quote, putting all us men in one category. He's speaking at the African Leadership Academy in Johannesburg last July. Quote, every day I read the newspapers and just think, like, brothers, what's wrong with you guys? What's wrong with us? We're violent. We're bullying. Men are getting on my nerves. End quote. Oh, yeah? We're violent? No, Obama, you mass murdering SOB. May you rot in hell for the murder you've committed in Syria, in Libya, and in other countries. War was going on throughout your presidency. I forgot your drone strikes. And the quote in the book, Double Down, I'm really good at killing people. So not we're violent. Don't you put me in your category. We're bullying. Men are getting on my nerves. Hey, why don't you go the transgender route? Maybe you're there already. Because you got nothing there, man, other than a lot of arrogance, a bad attitude, and couldn't fight your way out of a paper bag. And if you can, Junior, lead the charge overseas. Everybody that wants to go to war, every politician, send yourself, send your wife, send your kids and save your, and send your money, and don't put me in your category. Because I launched Occupy Peace. Oh, I'm raising my voice. I forgot. Silenti, you have to be quiet. Remember, if Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, could become violent to chase the money changers out of a temple with a whip, I could raise my voice to stop the mass murder going on that nobody seems to care about. So going back to the Me Too movement and Obama putting all of us, the male gender, the entire male gender, as violent and bullying, that's what they're all doing. So in respect to the Me Too movement, I believe we should change the name immediately of the place where airplane pilots sit in. We can no longer call it a cockpit. I think it's disgusting. We cannot call it a cockpit anymore because, hey, it's against the Me Too movement, and Gillette would love it. So I say, let's get rid of that. And when I was in Nepal, when I wasn't on the air back in November and early December, I was there with my friend Kenny Young, who wrote Under the Boardwalk, down by the sea, on a blanket with my babies, where I be. Oh, can't say baby anymore. What's wrong with you? Matter of fact, we were at a hotel. He sang that to a bunch of guys that were, they were just getting, it was a military party they were having. And the guys were so nice, totally different than here. They loved us. And he sang that song. They handed us a guitar. So you guys play guitar? I said, no, this guy does. But anyway, I say we have to change the name of those mountains over there. You can no longer call them Himalaya. We got to get rid of that. We got to clean up this act. What a bunch of garbage. Identity politics. The wars go on. They keep going. And no one seems to care. Occupy Peace, I care. Gary Null cares. Cindy Sheehan cares. Robert Thurman cares. Our staff cares, our supporters care, Do you care? Occupied peace. Put your money where your heart is, because one of our trends is, now in November Trends Journal, we wrote about a triangle of death that's forming south of the border, down Mexico way, beyond Mexico, Colombia, Brazil, and Argentina, forming an alliance. It's right now at Trends Journal, November, to overthrow the government of Maduro in Venezuela. This is a reality. It's happening now. Brazil says it recognizes Venezuelan opposition leader as president. State Department. The United States State Department is calling on Venezuela's National Assembly to impose regime change following the election of President Nicolas Maduro to a second term in power. U.S. officials say that Maduro is illegitimate. And you ready for this? Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has promised that the U.S. will restore, you ready for this, real democracy to Venezuela. Hey, Cazón. Hey, little Pompeo. Oh, I should say big fat Pompeo. Restore democracy. How about bringing it some back to America? Because all this country is run by a dictatorship that morons and imbeciles call the Democrat and Republican Party. Oh, isn't it great that Nancy Pelosi is back? Yeah. Another person born on third base and thought she hit a home run, along with the Cuomos, along with so many others. All these rich people, they worked over $100 million, Pelosi. Her old man got her in there. He was a bigwig in Baltimore when Baltimore counted. The mayor and on, pictures of him in the Kennedys. Isn't it great that she's there for so many years? Oh, and isn't it wonderful that B.S. Biden may be running for president? Oh, and after all, little Andy Cuomo, another guy born on third base and thought he hit a home run, he says that Biden would be the best choice. Hey, maybe Biden is picking little Andy for vice president. Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? One jerk after another. Biden has best case to beat Trump, Cuomo says. And then we got another one. Senator Roberts of Kansas won't seek re-election. Senator Pat Roberts, a Kansas Republican, whose elected career has spanned four decades. 40 years this guy's been sucking off the public tit, like so many others. It's a dictatorship here. This clown Pompeo talking about bringing democracy, real democracy, to Venezuela. Hey, mind your own damn business. No foreign entanglements. Real democracy. You heard that story before? Folks, we're going to bring freedom and democracy. Folks, hey, it couldn't be because they have the largest oil deposits in the world. No. It couldn't be because the United States invaded Iraq because they have one of the largest oil deposits. No. Couldn't be Syria with the great, no. It was their broccoli crop. Where's the outrage? Don't forget to put on your pink pussy hat and go march and then go home afterwards. What a bunch of cowards this country has. Where's the fight? And they steal your money and they wage these wars. You're an accomplice to the crime if you allow it to happen, just as you would give money to a mass murderer that you know he's going to mass murder somebody, or she's going to murder somebody. And it's illegitimate. So there you got it, man. This thing is really heating up. Mass murder. Mass murder. Nobody cares about the wars. Because there's that other moron, the other jerk. How could anybody allow these jerks to run and ruin their lives like little Johnny Bolton? Yep. The UN National Security Advisor. An advisor? Advisor to what? You know what he did? Oh, well. He only contacted the Pentagon and ask them to come out with a plan to launch a war, a strike, I should say, against Iran. White House sought options to strike Iran state, Pentagon officials said. President Trump's National Security Council asked the Pentagon to provide the White House with military options to strike Iran last year. Guess what? Read your trends journal. Read the top trends for 2018, last year. Market shock, mass murder. We forecast that the United States, Israel, and Saudi Arabia were going to come up with a plan to strike Iran. That's right. History before it happens. And what I just told you about the triangle of death being formed south of the border against Venezuela is another example of history before it happens. No one is talking about that. No one had forecast that. And now it's happening. Moving on to what this sick SOB that should be in a mental institution, Bolton. This is Trump's penis Cheney. I have to be proper. I'm on Progressive Radio Network. I quite call him Dick Cheney, just like I can't say cockpit anymore. Anyway, the request, which hadn't been previously reported, came after, you ready for this? Militants fired three mortars into Baghdad's sprawling diplomatic quarter, home of the U.S. Embassy. Sprawling diplomatic quarter in Iraq, huh? An illegal war started by a war criminal that gets away with murder, and Obama let him get away with murder after Obama lied and said he wouldn't when he was running for office. An illegal war based on lies. On a warm night in early September, the shells launched by a group aligned with Iran, we know that as a fact. Yeah, our security analysts told us so. So we say they was aligned with Iran, and because they're aligned with Iran, and these mortars landed in an open lot and didn't harm anybody, I'm some sick SOB named John Bolton, and I'm going to contact the Pentagon to launch a strike against Iran. The Pentagon complied with the National Security Council's request to develop options for striking Iran, the officials said. Garrett Marquis, a spokesman for the National Security Council, said the body coordinates policy and provides the president with options to anticipate and respond to a variety of threats. We continue to review the status of our personnel following attempted attacks on our embassy in Baghdad and our Basra consulate, and we'll consider a full range of options to preserve their safety and our interests. Our interests. Isn't that great? Didn't you know that that's our interest? It must be your interests because you're spending all this money to give the murderers the weapons and the right to do their murder. Mr. Bolton reportedly urged the U.S. to attack Iran, including in a 2015 New York Times op-ed titled "To Stop Iran's Bomb, Bomb Iran." Yeah, like that other sick SOB, may he rot in hell. You know the guy, yeah, that everybody for months, was so sad that he died. John Insane McCain, bomb, 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 Iran. Yeah, you remember that video of him. And again, I said this guy's been a fraud for years, long before Trump said he was no hero. Matter of fact, in our September Trends Journal, we did a 16-page story on the United States' love for the murderer, McCain, and we said this guy's going to be forgotten in no time, which he is, and the love for war and how the people that are for peace are blackmailed, not blackmailed, I should say, blacked out, blackballed out of the news. Oh, I can't say blackballed anymore. Nope, can't say blackballed, can't say cockpit And I can't say Himalaya anymore because the Me Toos will be after me. So, that's it. That's what we got. Iran will be held accountable for these incidents. That's from a woman, Miss Rockadell, who was forced out of a job after a feud with the First Lady, had said, "The United States will hold the regime of Tehran accountable for any attacks that result in injury to our personal damage," or the White House, or the United States government, the White House said. And what did she say over here? I want to get her quote. No. All right, I can't find it. So scratch her off. Let me see. I know there was a quote by her someplace. Yeah. Anyway, that's enough. And this guy Pompeo, he was in Cairo last weekend. You know what he said? He vowed that the United States would continue its intervention in Syria, quote, "to expel every last Iranian boot." Where is the outrage? Where is it? Where is it? What right does he have to say that? I mean, the sickness of this guy is just astounding. He goes on to say, Washington's role in promoting goodness in the Middle East. And he said that his remarks was especially meaningful for me as an evangelical Christian. In my office, I keep the Bible open on my desk to remind me of God and his word of the truth. Hey, what God are you talking about? What Christian religion are you talking about? Hey, Pompeo, did you ever hear of the Prince of Peace? You piece of crap? What are you talking about? They're using religion? This is the 10th Crusade. I called it the 10th Crusade back in the 1990s. That's all this is. You have no right being there. Oh, I forgot about the oil. Oof, how stupid of me. What am I thinking? One sicko after another. One sick person after another declaring war with no right at all. And I mentioned this again. Stay tuned. You're only hearing it from us. The triangle of death is ready to be, it has been formed in South America, and they're going to overthrow the best they can another coup d'etat against Venezuela. And remember, they tried it when Chavez, right? Hugo Chavez was in there before. I believe that was his name. I get all these guys mixed up. So here we got more information. Argentina said it suspended entry of high-level Venezuelan government officials. Paraguay cut off diplomatic relations and closed its embassy in Venezuela. And because of the international sanctions and plummeting oil production, guess what? Venezuela's inflation rate will reach 10,000,000% in 2019. And that's the highest level ever of hyperinflation in modern history. And more importantly, or as importantly, look at your top trends for 2019. Human waves. Human waves, a massive, massive flow of people leaving their corrupt, war-driven, violent, no-job countries. And again, one-sixth of the world's people want to flee their homes. That's 750 million people, not including children, according to a Gallup poll study.
and in Latin America, nearly 30% of the people want to leave their home countries to escape the poverty, the violence, the corruption, the wars. And brought to you by the country that loves to bring freedom and democracy to a place near you, the United States, that has destabilized the entire region of Central and South America over the decades with their coup d'etats and installing dictatorships. Where are the people? Where is the outrage? Don't forget to vote. Don't forget to vote. Vote for your Democratic and Republican dictators, the mass murderers, the Democrats and Republicans, the fascists. Remember, the merger of state and corporate powers, brought to you by Too Big to Fail, Anathema to Capitalism, the bailouts of the General Motors, of the all of the banksters. Obama made them big banksters bigger. That's right. Don't forget, don't do anything. Just bend over, lay down, and do your work on the plantation of Slavelandia. Brought to you by the multinationals. Don't fight. Don't speak out. Don't do anything. Be a good boy and girl. Behave yourself like they teach you in school. Oh, by the way, all these teacher strikes going on around the country, big one out in L.A., I'm against public servants striking. Sorry, I'm paying their taxes. A lot of public servants become public servants so they get all these benefits and all of these pensions that none of us get. I'm all in favor of private corporations striking, but not people that I'm paying that are overpaid, because I think the public school system in this country stinks. It's an industrial age model created by the Germans at the beginning of the industrial age to get people off their farms and off their where they were living, put them in centralized locations, and teach them how to take orders, read and write, and do nothing else. The education system in this country stinks. If it was worth anything, you'd think we'd have the problems that we have. And they want more money. Oh, I got to work all the time. They take off in the summer. I'm against public servants striking. And they did that back in the 60s when JFK ran so he'd get their vote. Education system. It's a joke system. And I put my money in my heart where my mouth is, not only with Occupy Peace, but I ran away from kindergarten and crossed the Boston Post Road in the Bronx at 4.5 years old. And that's right. I hated every day of school. They took me out of kindergarten. Today they'd have me all shot up with drugs. And then in my book, When Zizzy Gave Honey Boy, there's a picture of me and Teresa McKelvey at our first communion. And we're holding hands, could have a picture taken, all dressed up in white. We used to kiss in religious instructions. They'd have me locked up today, too, doing that. I hated every day of school, every day of it. Got left back in the fifth grade. Barely got out of high school. The only reason they got me out was to get me out. And these people want more money. The only reason I went to college was to beat the draft. And I wasn't smart enough to be against the draft. I just couldn't imagine me in a foreign country getting shot at. Education system. We don't even win place or show among developed nations and many undeveloped nations without a stinking education system. And they want more money? Poof. I believe public schools should only be for the people that can't afford to teach their own children or to spend money to put their children to school. If you want to have kids, you pay for them, you educate them. The public school system should be for the people that can't afford it. That's my belief. I've been paying taxes all my life and never had any kids. And the ridiculous taxes we pay up here in Kingston is a joke. So we'll come back with some more jokes and some more trends in just a little bit.
Hey, it's Jesse, PRN station manager. I have an exciting announcement for our amazing listeners. PRN has a new voicemail line that will allow you to connect better with our host. If you can't listen live but have a question or comment for one of our hosts, just call 862-800-6805. That's 862-800-6805. This feature will allow your voice to be heard on your favorite PRN show.
Thank you for listening to the Progressive Radio Network.
The Progressive Radio Network is a thinking person's network for our world's progressive visionaries and stakeholders and great thinkers to assemble on a commercial, free, and listener-supported network. Our provocative hosts speak freely and passionately on intriguing and urgent topics such as health and news and politics and women's issues and philosophy and more that directly impact our lives. Progressive Radio Network takes chances. Our voices and ideas are not always welcomed by corporate media. So Progressive Radio Network is a very important outlet for these great thinkers.
Hi, this is John Lobel. You can hear my show Visionaries at 10 a.m. on Mondays on PRN. And guess what? PRN now has its own app. So you've always been able to listen to our shows by going to your web browser and putting in PRN.fm. And then you can listen to the current show that's on air. But you can now download onto your smartphone, Android and iPhone, our PRN browser. Search for it in your app store, and you can listen live to whatever's on at the moment. So download now our PRN.fm app.
Sempre bacalhara da manadene. Se te vi que avandece, bacalhara, fique me.
Oh, mama, zuma, zuma, bacala. Hey, and talking about the love of war, you see all these pieces of legislation that are coming out in America? You can't criticize Israel. Can't criticize Israel, then you're an anti-Semite. You're an anti-Semite. One after another. One after another. By the way, look up Phil Giraldi. He was a former CIA guy. Matter of fact, if you go to our YouTube and there's a trend, one of our trend alerts we put up, and there's a link from him, of him, talking about another issue. This guy Whalen that was arrested in Russia for allegedly being a spy, and he really breaks it down. Anyway, he shows the hypocrisy of America's stance toward Israel, the hundreds of billions of dollars we give to this country that has a very high standard of living that rivals that of the European nations, and how it's being bought and sold by AIPAC and other important Israeli agencies that pump money into the political system and have the politicians do their bidding in the dictatorship of America. So, and speaking of Israel and not saying anything that you can't say a bad thing about them, and I mentioned earlier that Israel has admitted that they have given money to the Syrian rebels. We also heard from the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu. And again, just to make this clear, you're not an anti-Semite if you're condemning what the Ashkenazis are doing in Israel. The Ashkenazis are Eastern Europeans. They're not Semites. The Palestinians are Semites. And people in the Mesopotamia region are Semites. So they use this cheap line so you can't talk out against the atrocities committed by Israel. And one of them is Netanyahu confirms Israeli attacks on Iranian sites in Syria. Quote, "We worked with impressive success to block Iran's military entrenchment in Syria," Mr. Netanyahu said, adding that the Israeli ministry had struck Iranians' targets, quote, hundreds of times. All right, now let me get this straight. Could you imagine if when Israel has now stolen land from the 1967 war, if a country sent missiles into their, quote, occupied territory, stolen land, or other parts of Israel to right the international injustice that Israel has done, could you imagine the outrage if someone were to strike into Israel? But Israel strikes a sovereign nation that has done nothing to them and whose land they're occupying in the Golan Heights, Syria, and no outrage at all. Just in the last 36 hours, the Air Force attacked Iranian warehouses with Iranian weapons at the International Airport of Damascus. End quote, Mr. Netanyahu said, admitting. And again, the United States being in Syria is an illegal act. It's against international law. But you, all you private citizens out there, remember, you obey the law to the letter of the law, or else we're going to prosecute you to the fullest, but we're going to let our big chief murderers, the presidents, prime ministers, and chancellors of other countries, commit all the murder they want, and they get a free ride. And matter of fact, not only they get a free ride, we'll pay them hundreds of thousands of dollars an hour to BS us, because we paid them off, and this is payback for them doing what we wanted when they give a speech to our group. On MSNBC Deadline, host Nicole Wallace said the world was, quote, less safe today after the dramatic resignation of the last human guardrail. Can you imagine this language? He was referring to Mad Dog Mattis. And you know the quotes by him. Wallace said, Donald Trump wags the dog as the investigation into him closes. And all the people that came out against Trump pulling the troops out of Syria, if that ever happens, of course. So, staying on with Netanyahu, quote, the accumulation of recent attacks proves that we are determined more than ever to take action against Iran and Syria, just as we promised, end quote, and just as we wrote in the Trends Journal in December of 2017 that an alliance was forming between the United States, Israel, and Saudi Arabia. It is as clear as day. It's there in front of everyone's eyes. But we're not going to talk about that. We'll talk about something else. Hey, I haven't heard about Stormy Daniels lately. Wonder how she's doing. Man, I miss her. Yeah, I miss Stormy. And that Mueller investigation, Trump talked to Putin. Oh, breaking news. U.S. service members killed in Syria explosion. Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. Video shows deadly blast in U.S. patrolled Syrian city. Have no right being there. Have no right being there. You're illegal. You're illegally in another nation. Hey, maybe Israel will respond, huh? Aftershocks of Trump's... This is the Cartoon News Network. Aftershocks of Trump's Syria exit plan shake allies in the region. This is Cartoon News Network, CNN. Allies? Our wonderful allies. Our Arab allies, they're so wonderful. Those democratic countries of Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates. Oh, they're so wonderful people. Hey, me too. How come you're not talking about that, huh? Oh, you got a lot of rights over there, don't you, huh? Oh, yeah. I got to check this out. And they got some junk going playing there. So, Israeli officials have now acknowledged carrying out over 100 airstrikes against Iranian targets in Syria. Over 100. Imagine if one happened in Israel. So here is the left wing of Israel. Left wing. There's no left wing. But this is how the toilet paper record, the New York Times, phrases it. Regarding the disclosure about the attack in Syria, Omer Bar-Lev, a lawmaker in the opposition Labor Party, wrote on Twitter, quote, "It's a shame and disgrace." Huh. So I started to say to myself, wow, great. A shame and disgrace that they're doing this. They had no right doing. Isn't it great that he's coming out against it? I got it wrong. It's a shame and disgrace that the prime minister is violating the policy of ambiguity that was appropriate for the last 3 years in a campaign between the wars in Syria for political purposes. In other words, it was okay to do that. It was okay to be violent, attack a foreign nation, but you shouldn't have told anybody. You made a terrible mistake. You should have kept it hidden. What's wrong with you, Netanyahu? Nothing's wrong with him other than he's probably out of his mind, like so many other world leaders running and ruining a country near you. Who could get away with this? Not many people, other than world leaders. We got E from Edgewater. How you doing here, E?
Yep. Hello, Gerald.
Hello there.
How are you today?
I'm fine.
I watched the show you did with Ron Paul last night that you did last week. I noticed there was a drum set behind you. Were you doing the show from your basement of your home?
Oh, no, no. That's the that's our main floor of the institute, our offices. When we have conferences, we entertain the people. We bring in a quartet. We have a piano over there, a drum set. So we have bass player, a saxophone player. So that's what that drum set is. So I was just sitting in front of it.
Hey, I noticed the drum kit because I used to play the drums when I was younger. So I was wondering if you also played the drums. I assumed that was in your house and you were on stage.
No, that's our offices.
All right. But the reason why I called is I have this idea and I wanted to run it by you. And You know, Donald Trump's asking for $5 billion to create this wall for 2,000 miles of the border, right? Now, he's not getting any cooperation from the Democrats. Now, instead of a wall, what if it would be housing for the homeless? They could make buildings instead of a wall, and it would still serve a purpose of a wall, but instead it would be buildings for homeless people to live in.
That's a thought. You know, another thought that I've seen is the plans for it was to build a huge solar paneling wall.
Right. And now, you could also put solar panels on the houses, but this would create housing for the homeless people, which is 600,000 homeless people in the United States.
Well, now, you have to bring them all down there. Would they want to all go there? That's the other thing.
Well, I'd rather be living in a building than in a tent in the street in Los Angeles or in a tent in the woods in Florida. If all the U.S. veterans that according to Gary Nell, that are living in the woods here, if there's 600,000 homeless people in the United States, this could provide housing for them for the 2,000 mile stretch of border. Now, I ran some numbers, and based on $100,000 per building, 30 buildings per city block, that would be 600 buildings per mile. That would be 1,200,000 buildings for the 2,000 miles, and it would create 3,600,000 homes for the home for people. So that there's 600,000 homeless that would provide homes for all the homeless, plus 3 million more homes for other families, and it would create a wall and housing for 3,600,000 people.
Well, it's a thought.
And the cost based on $100,000 per building would come out to $120 billion. Now, I hear that the budget for the military per year is $700 billion. So this would be much less than we pay for the military every year. And this would only be a one-time cost to build these houses. Now, I'm thinking, since you're friends with Ron Paul, and you could give this idea to Gary Null and Ron Paul, and they could get this. Since Donald Trump and his father built housing in Brooklyn and Queens for people to live in, this would be right up his alley, and I'm sure the Democrats would go along with it, because how could they deny wanting to build housing for homeless and for low-income families?
It's a unique concept, and I'll pass it on, eh?
Okay.
Now, thanks a lot. We have other callers here, so thank you. It's a unique concept, and I'll pass it on. We have Bruce from Tennessee.
Yes, good morning to you. Good noontime, Jerry. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
I want to know if you're going to have an Occupy Peace event in Kingston this year.
We're planning one, and we'll see very shortly whether or not this happens. And it will happen. We're planning it for the end of September of this year, and we'll be sending out more information. Our objective is to hold a festival, an Occupy Peace Festival, and this will be the beginning of a whole series of Occupy Peace festivals around the nation and around the world. So we're trying to make that happen, and of course we need money to make that happen, and anybody that would like to donate, it's OccupyPeace.com, OccupyPeace.com. And so that's our plan, Bruce.
Well, I was wondering if you would have Chris Hedges on that, if you were thinking about having Chris Hedges as one of the speakers on your event.
That would be wonderful. And I also have Dr. Ron Paul, of course, and also Judge Andrew Napolitano, who just came up to visit me a few weeks ago up here in Kingston. And we had a great dinner at La Cana, the French restaurant here. And he said that he would also do anything he can to help support Occupy Peace.
Early on in your program, you were referring to education. And as a former teacher, I agree with wholeheartedly that those who cannot afford education would be in the public school system. The public school system, as you're, I'm sure you're well aware, focuses on a most common denominator. So it's actually a dumbing down of the education that students receive. So I applaud you for addressing that issue.
Well, thank you. No, I'm serious. I this is no lie. I had nightmares into my 40s about going to school.
Well,
I hated every day of it. And it wasn't as though I was rebelling. I didn't understand what they were talking about. I mean, so little of it made sense to me. And I didn't have the mentality for chemistry or biology or math. And I'm being forced to learn this? And here's the story of why I ran away from kindergarten. I was the youngest of five children at that time. We're living in the Bronx. And my mother, may she rest in peace, and my Aunt Cookie, who really wasn't my aunt, and I used to go, and may she rest in peace, wonderful, wonderful woman, a German woman who Frank Allegro married when he was in Germany, met her. Anyway, I used to go out with them. You know, my father started making some money, so my mother would, and Aunt Cookie, they take me to B. Altman's, and I'm going all these places, ladies' lunches, and I'm having the time of my life as a little kid. And then they send me to kindergarten, and I go with my four older brothers and sisters, and they, you know, we go to PS 76 in the Bronx. Ironically, PS 76, yeah, wasn't that a revolution? But anyway, the first day, Miss Rose, the kindergarten teacher, says, "Time to take a nap." I've been taking a nap every day. I love to take naps. I wasn't tired. And she scolded me. Not violently, but saying, "It's time to take a nap." All the little kids obey. They lay down, put their hands next to their head, lay down on these mats. And so I obediently lay down. The next day, "Time to take a nap." She turns around. Foof. I go running out of the school, get to the Boston Post Road. This is, by the way, that was the major artery between New York and Boston before they built the highways. And I ran across the street. And we lived right on the other side of it. And I yell up to my mother, "Mom, Mom, Mom." We're screaming. And she opens the window. "Ah!" They took me out of kindergarten. I mean, that was the beginning of the hateful experience I've had. And
well, the only
thing college did for me was it taught me how to learn. But other than that, I learned very little. So thank you very much, Bruce, and thank everyone. We can't take any more calls. We're going to be signing off in a couple of minutes. And I want to finish up on Iran and the need for peace. And, of course, I thank Bruce for asking about Occupy Peace. Here's a quote from Pompeo, whatever you want to pronounce his name. Quote, "We will not ease our campaign to stop Iran's malevolent influence and actions against this region of the world." Iran's malevolent actions? What normal illegal wars have they gotten into? Afghanistan? Iraq? Syria? Not Libya. They were invited there. He also vowed that the U.S. economic sanctions on Iran, quote, "will keep getting tougher until Iran starts behaving like a normal country." A normal country. Oh, yeah, like you're over there in Egypt. And that guy El-Sisi, the former general, a military coup overthrew the democratically elected government. Oh, the Muslim Brotherhood, we got to get rid of them guys. Oh, that normal country? No, maybe the normal country you visited called Saudi Arabia with the prince. And you all know how the prince became a prince. A princess kissed a frog and the frog became a prince. It's a gang, the Saudi gang. It's one sick piece after another. Pompeo affirms U.S.-Saudi ties. The Saudis are friends. And when friends have conversations, you tell them what your expectations are, he said. Isn't that nice? Did you know, isn't Saudi, hey, you Me Toos, go to Saudi Arabia. You'll love it over there. They're giving the women a right to drive sometimes. Oh, and the women that pushed for that women to right to drive? Yeah, they're in jail getting tortured now. Our good friends, the Saudis, who Obama, along with, began the war against Yemen that's killed over 60,000 people and created the worst humanitarian crisis on earth today. Hey, it's out of the news. Yemen? Most Americans don't know Yemen, where it is, or they'll ask, what is a Yemen? So Occupy Peace. Occupy Peace, we're going to be occupying war, because if a war goes off against Iran, it'll be the beginning of World War III. And to sign up for the Trends Journal, trendsjournal.com. Trendsjournal.com, the only place you read history before it happens. And by the way, if World War III breaks out, don't worry about global warming. Don't worry about pesticides everywhere. You won't have to worry about anything. It'll be the beginning of the end. New millennium warfare like nothing we've ever seen in our lifetimes. This is Gerald Celente. We're going to see you next week on Progressive Radio Network. Trends this week. Tell la luna, mezza mare, mamma mia, mare d'are. Figli mia, a cutterare, mamma mia, pensaccia tu. Se te non ne avessi a ollo, io te va, io te viene sempre a baccalare, del mare viene.